From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The United States says it's prepared to take in more refugees. The United States on Wednesday pledged to accept more refugees from all over the world, including Syria. The decision made public by Secretary of State John Kerry after a meeting with U.S. lawmakers. John Kirby is a U.S. spokesman.
He did propose increasing the number of refugees that will be accepted by the United States through the refugee resettlement program in the next fiscal year. And I'm talking total now. I'm not just talking about from Syria.
Meanwhile, European Commission Chief Jean-Claude Juncker Wednesday outlined a mandatory two-year country-by-country quota plan for the European Union to resettle 160,000 migrants.
Nearly 500,000 people have made their way to Europe. The vast majority of them are fleeing from Syria, the terror of the Islamic State in Libya, or dictatorship in Eritrea. The numbers are impressive. It is the time for bold, determined, concerted action.
The proposal expected to be discussed at an emergency meeting Monday in Brussels. The Nigerian army has raised the flag of the nation over the recently recaptured border town Gamboru Dengala, taken from the Islamist insurgent group Boko Haram. Military spokesman Colonel Sani Kukasheka Usman told VOA the ceremony was a joyous one.
Today is very, very significant, not to only to the Nigerian military, but to the Nigerian people and the peace-loving people all over the world, because we are able to restore dignity and the territorial integrity of our dear country, Nigeria, by hoisting its flag, first by capturing it from the clutches of Boko Haram terrorists, and now we are taking full control of the town and hoisted our flag.
Meanwhile, the army released nearly 130 detainees suspected of being Boko